Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And Daryl brought up something interesting. And with Michael Woods now being released, the injury designation, it's interesting to see the Browns. Like, he was a draft pick, right? Sixth round pick. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. By the way, if anything happens to baseball trade deadline, especially regarding the Guardians, we will break into anything else that we're talking about, and that will take over the conversation. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092.
And at 1 o'clock, who's joining us?
Oh,
our buddy,
our good friend, Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com, local guy. So he'll join us coming up, and we'll get the lowdown from him. I'm sure he'll have maybe some backstories and find out something else that's going on. Hopefully we'll get some info from him at 1 o'clock. All right. So let's go back, and I just want to talk about the wide receiver situation. And, you know, you brought it up that you've got some young guys that are pushing the envelope that are under 6 foot.
They're under 5'10".
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to be You know, in a Ray Farmer offense, that's killer, isn't it?
Wow.
I mean, he likes short receivers.
Wow.
Is that not, am I saying something that wasn't true?
Wow.
Am I saying something that is not true?
All I know is that right now the Browns have 3 wide receivers on their roster who are listed at 5'8". That's too many.
If you can catch... And you can get in the end zone. I don't really care.
I didn't say you shouldn't have them. I just said it's too many. And if you're going to use DeAndre Carter strictly as a return guy and not at wide receiver, then you have Luke Floria and Gage Larvadane fighting it out for a spot. And Andy, maybe both of those guys are able to get on the practice squad. That'd be awesome. I mean,
so you're saying they're in trouble if they both end up on the regular roster as backups?
What would you think of a wide receiver crew? And Daryl said 5 guys. Well, if they only have 5 guys, and there's no way that the 2 young guys would both make the roster. It just wouldn't happen. I mean, think about it. Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Deontay Johnson, and 2 undrafted 5'8 guys? That's not happening.
I guess it depends how you look at the guy who's 6'4 and 6'3 that can catch the ball.
I'm all for a 5'8" guy. That's just fine. I just don't need 2 or 3 of them.
I mean, I tend to agree with you. I mean, I like my wide receivers more than 6 foot. I'm just saying. In fact, I like them closer to 6'1", 6'2".
I like 6'3", 6'4" guys who weigh about 230.
All right. Well, I'll give you those, and what does this team call them though? This team has those receivers. They're called tight ends.
You have Cedric Tillman. I like Cedric, man. I'm so hopeful for him. 6'3", 215, by the way. And you know who else, Andy, who is an interesting guy? And this is going to sound nasty, and I don't mean it to. I don't want him to fall into the Michael Woods category.
Okay.
Jamari Thrash. And Jamari had some
Jamari's
moments.
Jamari's not there, though.
Well, no, this is the category I mean.
Okay.
And don't forget Michael Woods, too. Right now, it's like, hey, you got 3 wide receivers. Nobody's talking about Jamari Thrash. Jamari has some ability. You know, I thought he did if you look at video of him from Louisville when he was in college, and I have, man, he was tough. Now that's in college. He was tough. And I hope he can become clearly the 4th wide receiver, and not just to fill a roster spot, but to contribute. Be a real contributor. And don't count him out. I think he has some ability. I really do.
Here's the issue I have, and it's pro football focus, right? So you automatically, you look at your wide receiving core, and you're like, oh, I wonder about Tillman, and is Deontay Johnson going to be able to be anything? And Jerry Jeudy, I feel good about him, right? And so you look at it, and that's probably a pretty fair assessment of the way Browns fans look at your top 3 wide receivers. And then you go to look to see how the rest of the world looks at your team, and you go to Pro Football Focus, and they're telling you that the Browns have the 32nd best wide receiving core in the league. That's kind of a hard pill to swallow.
Ahead of who, Andrew?
That would be Ohio State. No, they're not. Ohio State's ahead of them.
Don't trust that's not the case.
To be honest with you, Ohio State is better.
I'll trade them right now. Position group for position group. Let's go. Get Smith in here. Let's go. Right now.
You say Ohio State, and you want that to be a joke, but it's not. You would take Ohio State's wide receiving core over the Browns.
Probably. Only because of the potential of Jeremiah Smith. All right, move along. Let's not go off on that tangent. No, come back, Andy.
No, I'm already
come
there.
Come back, Andy. He's already going to the keyboard, folks.
I've just...
Come back.
No, I don't want to come back.
Come back.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith alone just make me think. And Brandon Ennis, we'll see.
Plus, they signed Christian Henry, didn't they? Kid coming in. Didn't they? Big-time recruit.
Stop. Why are you putting me through this misery? Why are we going through this misery?
Yeah.
Thanks for the misery. Is there any hope with that? I don't want to be down on the wide receiving core.
No.
I want to believe that quarterbacks can make wide receiving cores better, but we don't really have a quarterback right now, so I can't have that. I feel good about our tight ends. Okay. Yay. Is that enough to win games?
Well, you know what concerns me more than all of our talk? Daryl saying how poor the offense has looked in camp so far.
Yeah,
not getting the ball in the end zone. As Daryl said, they're getting into the end zone on plays that don't get finished. What does that mean? It means where, you know, that thud thing, right? We're just going thud today. So in other words, we've hit you, but we're not allowed to bring you to the ground, and we're going to let you go, and then you run to the end zone. Okay, thanks. That's not a touchdown.
Yeah, but they're not the only ones. I mean, everyone that's practicing now, from NFL to CYO, they're all doing thud tackling. They should be doing thud. Probably the CYO is probably doing the most tackling of all, let's be honest. They probably tackle more now during practice than any other level of sports. I just don't know how to look at the wide receiving core other past Jerry Jeudy. Sorry. I'm so hopeful for
Cedric Tillman. I really am.
But you're sitting here on hope.
You know what I'm sitting here on? I'm sitting here on a small sample size.
Who will have more yards, Tillman or Deontay Johnson this year?
That's a great question. Tillman.
I'm going to go Johnson.
Okay.
I think as long as everything goes forward for Deontay Johnson and he likes playing here, they put him in a winning position that we're not seeing any of the, you know, he said, again, try to forget about the last year. Okay. I'm trying to do that. If he, you know, he puts his nose to the ground and plays, first of all, he could have giant money on the other side of this, right?
Nose to the ground?
I don't know. With a ball? What do you, nose to the grindstone?
Is he a dog?
Well, why would you say that?
That's not what I was saying. That's good here in Cleveland.
Well, I want if he works hard and just does what, just
that'd be,
catch
that'd
the
be
football,
a grindstone.
That's what I said. I made
you
up for it on the
back. Nose to the ground. You came back. I got you. I had your back.
I came back and said, I'm sorry, I meant nose to the grindstone. And by the way, who puts noses to the grindstone anyway? Why would you do that?
I mean, that would just rip that thing off.
Yeah, why would you ever do
that? I don't understand.
That? What is the origin?
I mean, you get a scab on that thing, then it's, you know, you need sunscreen forever.
It is
probably
a pretty ridiculous.
You should wear one of those little things over your nose.
I want him to work hard and just play football. How's that sound? And be a great football player like we think he can be.
And when I said Tillman, by the way, it wasn't because I'm down on Deontay Johnson. I like Deontay circa Pittsburgh 4 years ago. I do. I thought he was really a nice receiver. It's about my optimism about Cedric Tillman. I honestly, Andy, my fingers are crossed. If crossing my fingers works and Deontay Johnson does what he has done in the league and Cedric Tillman does what he did in short sample sizes with throwing quarterbacks over the last couple of years, I think the Browns wide receivers will be pretty good. And then you add a little depth. And hopefully Jamari Thrash is that guy. And that gives you four. So I can see a path to having four pretty good wide receivers. And I can see a path to having one.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
By the way, nose to the grindstone, Origin.
Good Lord, man.
Is the practice of knife grinders
Meredith.
Who need to bend over the stone or even lie flat on their fronts to sharpen their blades in order to hold knives against their stone.
Meredith, take the keyboard away from
it him. Also means working extremely hard.
I would try, but I think it's attached to the desk.
I had some knives sharpened the other day, a set of steak knives.
So wait a second. You want me to get off of the definition of something that we both said multiple times, and now you have a knife story for us.
$6.
Only Jeff Phelps.
It was $6 a knife or a dozen knives. I thought, what? I needed to ask the price first.
When's the last time you've had to have a pair of skates sharpened?
Since I've never owned skates, I'll
say. And then
say
when
never.
You have three pairs of skates that have to get sharpened because dad's got to join in the group.
Hockey boy, you know how many times I've been on skates in my life?
I'm going to say zero.
Once. Yeah.
And how was it?
I was terrible, obviously.
Well, if you would have got and tried it a second time, you may not have been terrible.
I just wanted to tell you, I was done.
When it comes to skating, and I want you to look me straight in the eye, I'm going to tell you how this works. It's about the process. You just have to keep on doing it. Mason is in Lakewood. Hello, Mason. How are you?
Hi, Mason.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear us? Yeah.
Yep, awesome. I was a first-time caller. I've never done this, so this is pretty exciting.
Well, we are proud of you, Mason. We will be nice.
Pumped.
Thank you. Okay. So I just wanted to pop on here. You guys talking about the Browns receivers. I think we got a long ways to go, and that guy you were talking about on the Buckeyes, pretty
Jeremiah
good guy,
Smith.
Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
Yep. Coming out in 2 years. We got two draft picks next year. I was thinking, what if we took another step back next year, traded a couple of picks so that in the following draft, we could pick up Jeremiah Smith, have a stud receiver. Hopefully Shador works out, or Dylan Gabriel. Give me one of the two. I don't care.
Mason, and, you lie. You have Cult Sports. Mason, you are lying to us. You have called Sports Talk Radio multiple times because
you laid it all out well.
You are 100% on a great riff right there, and you were ready to go.
Way to go, Mason.
I am super proud of you, man.
Call back.
Thank you. Love you guys. You guys are great. Listen 24/7. You guys are awesome.
There you go, Mason. All right, you got to get a job somewhere in between. Okay, we need you to make some money so you can afford the radio so you can listen to us, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mason.
Do you really want to do the, would you rather have Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, Brandon Innes, or would you rather have the Browns wide receiving corps? Do we want to do that? Tillman, Judy, and Johnson. Oh, man, I'd love to have Jeremiah Smith. He's so NFL ready.
He's ready to go now.
216. Sorry, Jeff.
They're just going to keep going. The kid I mentioned, Chris Henry, and his dad was Chris Henry, who played for the Bengals. He's like the number one recruit in the country at wide receiver, and he's coming in, I think, next year, isn't he?
216. Yeah, no, it's not this year. I don't think
Brian Hartline, way to go, buddy. Remember when Brian was on our show telling us about the drive-thru that he owned in Stark County?
What was it?
He owned a drive-thru.
But what drive-thru? Beverage food?
Yeah. Oh,
smart man.
Yeah.
So funny, somehow, some way, people need beverages to drink. And if you don't have to get out of the car to get them, what a great idea.
Dude went from NFL to the drive-thru to Ohio State. He'll be a head coach in college if he wants to be.
He will be before you know it. I would predict in the next 3 years
He's
if he wants to.
He's done a great job.
Two years. I give him two.
Great job.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Let's get back to the baseball trade deadline. We are watching the minutes click away towards 6 o'clock. What will the Guardians roster look like after 6? They've already made two moves. We'll talk about them again when we come back, but we're all waiting to hear where Stephen Kwan will be playing within 72
tomorrow.
Hours. Either tomorrow or 72 hours, because that's how long you have to report. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. The Fan.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.